Os hey, kuf cafe, page kuf cafe, os hey. Short little piece here. Kuf cafe. Okay. So Nesir Hashem says, Kishem Shein Tahar L'chatzayin. Just like you can't become pure, you can't become half pure. El Tahar Shleimo. If you want something to become pure, it has to be fully tar. You jump into the mikveh, and you leave your pinky nail out of the water, you're not tar. When it comes to tahara, it's really all or nothing. Actual halachic tahara, it's all or nothing. There's no middle ground. And when a piece of the guf becomes tame, doesn't matter if it's your pinky touches a dead sheretz, your entire body automatically becomes tame. So too when it comes to Kedusha. It's not necessarily halachic. We're talking about ourself and our our matziv of holiness. It says, if a person like doesn't guard the Kedusha of his entire body, there's Kedusha Saguf, Kedusha Makshava, the Kedusha Zainayim, Kedusha Sayadayim. If he's not shomering the Kedusha of his entire body, Ubudavar Echan, Mashlet, Allah, it's a Sitrachra. And in one area, he allows, or in one area, he doesn't want, but the Sitra Achra does rule over him. So really, the Sitra Achra has his entire essence. Because either all or nothing in a certain way. Also, Klal Shekovei Baal HaChavos Levavos, but in Yonei Midus, the Chavos Levavos says this when it's talking about Midus. Gezal dem Chavos Levavos says, V'tzorch ata achi ledas, shahachinuch bekulam liyitochein, says the Chavos Levavos, you have to understand this, my brother, that the chinuch, the training in all these matters, the matters of midos, is yitochein, it's lo yitochein, im tazniach esachan ha'anin. The true midos work takes a certain level of perfection, and it cannot be that you even leave one mida. Everything else you try to work on, and when you're like, I don't know if I could do this, this is not for me. Shadomim him lemachrozes shel peninim b'chut, because compared to a necklace of pearls, v'im yoser echad mehem yoser kulam. And if one of them, if you take one of them off, if the rope gets cut and you take one pearl off, they're all going to fall off. Because one falls down, they all fall down. They're all connected to each other. All midas are connected to each other. V'sitamit lizar shiyu ki'im siyu lishar. He says you have to be very strong to try to make sure that you keep all the pearls in place. They're all needed for each other. It's one big binyan. Adkan. That was what the Chavos Levavos says about midas. Kol shekem akal v'chomer, says Nesi v'shalom, shu shayich b'mashin ogei l'kedusha. All the more so when it comes to the union of kedusha, our sugya, shem b'feret echad, b'prat echad, even one prat who novel b'shus haTorah, even one prat, he's considered, you know, being disgusting with the reshus, with the permission of the Torah, right? Which is even in, specifically, really, in Inyanim Heter, right? Now we're talking about Isurim here. In Dvarim that are really be'etzim mutter, but you've gone too far. Misham yispashtu kocha sarah lishlat to love b'chol shar hanyanim. Really, that's going to spread throughout all other inyanim. That's what he says. It's either you're all whole, all pure, or you're not.
Scary thing.
It's a scary thing. But we have to understand, too, I think a few things. Number one, I think that first to understand, there's a novel, the concept of novel b'shus haTorah, which means that a person is
disgusting,
but he's. I mean, novel b'shus haTorah is the klal, and there's many pratim. He could be novel b'shus haTorah when it comes to eating. He could be novel b'shus haTorah in there's other areas of life. He could be even in money. He could be a novel b'shus haTorah, meaning it's mutter to do what you're doing with that money, but you're a novel. It's mutter halachically. But your name is Novel. Novel was not a good person, right? He was a bad dude. David had to take care of him. So when it comes to Novel Shasa Torah, even there's many pratim, right? Again, Novel Shasa Torah is a type of person that it rears its head in different areas. So when it comes to this, what we need to attack is the novel Bishas HaTorah. Yes, it's in this prat and that prat, but we have the root of the matter. There's something off. It's not just that, like when I was talking to some chaver this week about, let's say, taivas. And I think we've discussed that here. There's the sugya, right? There's a taivas mammon, there's a taivas kava, there's a taivas achilo, there's even a taiva of atzlis. Right? Those are four different taivas I just mentioned. But what stayed the same? The word taiva. The object changes. So what's the word taiva? Taiva doesn't mean food. Taiva doesn't mean covet. Taiva is
appetite.
It's that hunger, that craving, that pull that one has towards the object. So a person can have a taivas achila and a taivas kavod. They look different, but in the panemius, in their inner workings, they're somewhat the same. I mean, the object can be different, and therefore the motivation, maybe why you're motivated by this versus that object, are different, but the pull is the same. There's the same
energy.
What?
Stimulate energy.
Called energy, whatever it is, that the taiva shabo, meaning that gravitational pull, that which you're being dragged around because of the object, right? The taiva is the being dragged around, and that could be the same by all taivas.
It's a distance, right, from God.
That's the problem, right?
Right, it's a distance from Hashem.
That and it lies in that, not the actual object.
Right, that's, they're all just symptoms.
So we have to look to, we have to figure out sometimes, there's many ways to work in different middos, but sometimes you have to try to chop that you're even getting pulled like that, and you're not in control. Okay, we're not going into how to do that, and there's a lot to talk about, and we're not perfect, but to understand that there's a type and then there's the object. So the same thing with the novel B'Shos HaTorah, we're talking about Kiddush and Tahara, is that you could be novel B'Shos HaTorah in Mammon, you could be novel B'Shos HaTorah in food, you could be novel B'Shos HaTorah in other things, where Be'etzim it's Mutter, but the object, you went too much. But again, the novel B'Shos HaTorah stands in between you and the object. We want to chop that we even have such a mid of novel B'Shos HaTorah. Because if you work on it in three areas, but in the fourth area you have it, so then you're on your grade, you're a novel B'Shos HaTorah. That's what he's saying. At first it sounds like a scary thing. Like if you have one inyan that you're not Kaddish and Taurin, so like the whole thing's so fallen. You're right, you're totally Tommy. So at first glance, I say, wow, that's really intense. But when we understand that it's not about the objects really, it's about the novel B'Shos HaTorah. And there's a way that a person can go above what he needs, let's say in Gashmias. But there's, if you chap that you're doing it to the level of novel B'Shos HaTorah, already that lowers it to not novel B'Shos HaTorah. Yeah, you might still be overdoing it in Gashmias, but there's a different madrega of going on novel B'Shos HaTorah. And once you recognize that, which is the claw, which will be found in any of the areas, whether it could be food, whether it could be even sleeping. Right? Teenagers are novel B'Shos HaTorah when it comes to sleeping. Or atzlis, not all of them, I'm saying, but that's where it can come out. If you find that klal, work on chap that klal. The very fact that we even chap what our issues really are, very often it's like superficial. Okay, I like food a lot, but a person doesn't necessarily, he hasn't really thought about it enough. Once a person really thinks about it and tries to chap, what's really happening, where's it coming from, what's really pulling me, already knowing, having das about, because what does das do? Das goes into the inyan. Das means you're really thinking about something. If a person would chap that he's a novel B'Shos HaTorah, if you'd sober up, like, oh my gosh, like where have I come? Like, yeah, all the food I eat is glatt kosher, but like, what's become of me? Even that chap, even if he still does it once in a while and his taivas overtake him, novel B'Shos HaTorah is a very serious thing. Once you chop that, you already lowered the madrigas. So you can limit that novel B'Shos HaTorah that spreads throughout the body. That's the problem here. Yes, a person can have a taiva here, can have a taiva there. Not, we want to work on that. But that doesn't mean you're mamish tame everywhere. The tum is when you're a novel B'Shos HaTorah. Who could say that they're imperfect? They're going to be able to fix up every single thing? How do you even know what's considered perfect? What's the only one, Moshe Rabbeinu? Only when we're the biggest tzaddik, then Os Hay and Pechko Fefe, then we got it. It's more about this Indian of novel B'Shos HaTorah, which is like a, you're totally off. You don't even chap where you are. Human beings, we have taivas, we do. And some of them are worse than others. And here we're not talking about Isurim. Everything here has been talking about non-Isurim. We want to stay away from novel B'Shus HaTorah. So as long as you're conscious of what's going on, that already limits. And also we have to understand that when it comes to this sugya, Kedusha and Tahara, he's kind of interchanging it over here. Like you can't be Tahor L'chatzon, or you can't be pure partially. It's either all or nothing. Tahara and Kedusha are different. And he's going to discuss in a minute, there is a difference between Tahara and Kedusha. So, again, I'm pointing out because, you know, you read this and it sounds almost depressing. Like, if you're not 100% Tahara, then you're 100% Tamei. When it comes to Tahara, if you're not 100% Tahara, then you're 100% Tamei. That's an emes when it comes to Tahara. So that sounds like what he's saying here. Well, if you're not 100% Tahara in your Kedusha, well, then you're really 100% tummy, meaning it's that means you haven't really done what you need to do. You have to get rid of all of it. Those lines scare me because that could disable a person from even trying. Like, okay, so that's the point, which is going to get to in a minute. So I wanted to just explain, right, to understand that it's not as bad as we might think at first glance. We have to understand what really is going on here. And again, novel b'shus haTorah, that's the big problem. If you're conscious of that lowers it down. Right, novel, one of the problems with novel, the person, novel, which is the same Indian as Lavan, look at the letters backwards, novel is Lavan, here's a Gilgul, which is the same problem as Bilam, because Bilam is also a Gilgul. Everybody talks about this, is a famous nostalgia of Gilgulam, right? Lavan, then Bilam, and then novel, right? Novel became novel, which is there. They one of the problems that they had, and it's a bigger schmooze, was that they were a manipulative type of people. They didn't even chap. Lavan thought he was a tzaddik. You see in the Torah, you see. Lavan's like, Yaakov, like, whoa, what's wrong? Why are you running away from me? Why are you stealing my heart? Why are you stealing my family? We could talk about this. Right? His whole life he was manipulating, tricking Yaakov, but he was really tricked himself. Thought he was a good guy. And Yaakov, like, only at the end did Yaakov try to give him a musar shmuz. But even then, Lavan's like, what are you talking about? These are my kids. It was not Kedai. The person was so crooked. See, that's sometimes the biggest problem. When a person's not in touch with reality, he doesn't even realize the novel B'Shus HaTorah. That's the problem.
House to house there.
He doesn't even clap about himself. See, if a person is grounded in reality and can honestly own up to his issue, he's already done half the battle.
Right, most so 99% of people have not done that.
Probably not. And they'll say, yeah, I know I have that issue.
Or even think like that.
Right? They'll say to you, no, I know I have an anger problem. They'll just like throw it off. But they don't really even believe that they have it. Like, yes, once in a while they get angry and they'll just say that when someone confronts them, but just to get the person off their back. They haven't really owned up to it like, no, I really have an anger problem. They'll just say like, yeah, okay, I have an anger problem. I got it. And like, let's move on. That's not owning up to it. It's really the Indian of Emes. You can't even start avoda. A true avoda, whatever you're talking about, I don't care if it's Amunah, Bitachon, Kedusha, you can't start. It's impossible to start unless you're honest with yourself. I mean, people can learn a lot of Svarim, and we can read a lot of textbooks. I can read a lot of textbooks and understand a lot of different things. A doctor can read it all. But you have to be grounded at face value before you start doing surgery. You can read all the books in the world. But if a person doesn't chap be'emes, where he's holding, how are you even working on those things? That just doesn't work. You can't start building a building from the third floor. That's not how it goes. So you read all these forum, so you're trying to start at the third floor. You got to dig deep. You have to know what kind of ground you're working with. Where are you? Who are you? So that's what I want to point out over here. That's not really what he's saying, but I think that we can add that in it.
It's hard work.
It's the hardest, but it's the best.
Based on your story,
they don't even know.
They don't buy that book, you know, right? That portion of the Midos book.
Oh, the Titus Vesalius.
You know what I mean?
They work on everything else, but that. Right. But again, this really goes with everything. Anything that a person is sensitive to, he's going to fight. Like, if a person has a real Titus covet, he's a real covet problem, he's going to shy away from that book. You know, he's not looking to, because that's the most sensitive to him. Anyway, be conscious of what's going on, and then you're already in a better state. Again, novel being that he tricked himself. Okay. Midich Gisa, on the other hand, Yesh L'das, Klal Gadol, B'chol Inyam Heilu. We have to understand a big Klal Gadol, because he just said a very, almost like a harsh line. Right? It's either all or nothing. He says, V'hu k'tshuvas l'cheshman ha'otzer kol adam l'alos par Hashem. I mean, there's always that voice inside of your head that tries to stop you from climbing the Har Hashem. V'lamud b'mkom kodsho, and to be able to stay in that place of Kedusha. What is it saying? What's that voice in your head? Ech yavad es ha'kodesh baruch b'yoni Kedusha ba'aseh tov. V'adayin hara tamud b'chovo. How could you serve a kodesh baruch in a way of aseh tov? Who do you think you are when you still have so much ra inside of you? I've even spoken to people. They say these words. Like, who am I to try to daven better or to try to do this when I have so many issues at home? Like, I all the things that I look at, like, how could I even try to daven? Buddy, what does one have to do with the other? Why can't you work on your davening? Yeah, you have that issue. Okay, so we'll work on that. But they put it all together.
Sometimes you need Azaz to do so.
Sometimes you just need to be normal. People mistaken things. When they're even in their own life, they mush everything together. When you're cooking, you know how to cook? When you're cooking, you can't just like, imagine you have an ingredients list. Now, hopefully I'm right with this because I don't cook, but you have an ingredients list. You're making whatever you're making. I don't know, some kind of cake. So it says, it has all the ingredients, and then it says, okay, mix this in a bowl, put this in the microwave, it has all the different steps, and then it says, at the end of the day, we're going to put it all into the tin. So the kid reads this, and he's like, come on, man. Just take the tin and take all the ingredients and throw it in one shot and just mix it around. Like, any way it's going to end up there. Is that ever going to work? Once in a blue moon, it'll work. That's not how you do it. Am I right or wrong? You need to do the proper... You need to break it down, do the pieces.
If it's not putting the tin in the microwave, then you're going to have real problems.
No, yeah, tins in the microwave is a very big problem. Well, unless it's July 4th. You want to see sparks, but you have to break things down. So in our life, like let's say in this case, all of Yiddishkeit is one big tin. So it all's got to get mixed in. So if I feel like I'm doing something bad at night, then I can't even daven because it's one big tin. Like if I don't have that ingredient or that ingredient spoiled, okay, the whole thing is out, which of course in an actual cake it might be, but don't mix everything together in one shot. Separate. Okay, so you have a sur meira problem, but aseh tov I could still do properly as best as I can. Why should I throw the aseh tov out because I'm not holding my sur meira? There's deeper problems. There's deeper problems when a person thinks this.
Still a valid argument though when you talk about relationship. So if you're unfaithful to the relationship, you can understand why I wouldn't want to enter into the relationship or feel that I wouldn't be able to enter into the relationship. After having done that.
Let's not go unfaithful. Let's say a person just...
That's what they're thinking.
Okay, let's say this. Here, this is the cause. So one night a guy says something mean to his wife. One night he says something mean to her. Actually, it didn't hurt her. It hurt her feelings, for real. She's crying a little bit. Next morning he wakes up, and generally he makes her lunch. I don't know. He makes her lunch every day. And he says, I can't make her lunch today. Like, I hurt her feelings last night. I made her cry. She probably hates me. I can't make her lunch. What's going to happen? She's going to say, why don't you make me lunch? Last night you hurt my feelings and now you don't even make me lunch? Right? That's not proper thinking.
No,
it's a gaiva. It's really a hidden gaiva. Like, I'm not good in one area, so then the whole thing's gone. I can't deal with this. I mean, that's what happens with guys. Right? If they make one mistake, especially with their wives, so then 13 other things make a mistake because if they can't be perfect and they made one mistake and they got called out on it and their gaiva starts to get triggered, so then it's going to ruin 100 things. Classic guy move. And to even know that that's what happened is huge. Most people don't even know that that's what's going on. They think they're right. Either they think they're just angry or they think they're right. Whatever. The longish moves. I'll go upon him. We just mushgababble. We just put everything together in one shot and it's not correct. It's not how you learn a sugya. It's not how you wouldn't do that in business. You would never do that in business. Just like throw all the, you're working on a building. You just throw all the numbers together in one quick shot and like, here's the number. Now you have to, well, what about, let's break down the debt, let's break down the assets, let's break down, I'm not even know what I'm talking about, but let's break down each portion of it and then see, and then put it together. You can't just throw all the numbers in the computer. there's 100 pluses and 100 negatives on 15 different sheets. Let's just mush it all together. Whatever number comes out, if it's a positive, we'll take it, if it's a negative, not. It's not always how it works. Sometimes there are positives that could outweigh negatives, and sometimes negatives aren't so bad. You know what I'm saying? You can't just throw everything together. Yeah, you made a mistake in one area. Fine, but Adrab, a kol shekin, you have to mechazek yourself in the other area. That's what he's going on over here. But Dain Hara, he says, V'yitzrum is gabra love lo yanuach lo yishko. The Yitzhahara, it overpowers the person. It doesn't let him think and to be calm. B'chol nyan ha-taivis, it starts to mess him up in all taivis. Like, how could you do anything good if you're still stuck in these taivis? Like, who do you think you are? You're a big loser. In all your areas. Like, your davening is going to stink. Your learning is going to stink because, you know, what you did last night. The answer is that sometimes we see in the Torah, some parashios are not in the order. Ein muktam mucher b'Torah, like Rashi says. Right, the Ramban says no, but in Torah, Rashi says there's ein muktam mucher. Sometimes things are switched around. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted it. Because the Torah is not a history book. The Torah is something to teach us. And therefore, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu decides that parashios, you know, kisisa should be in between Shurma Tetzaveh and Vayakob Akudeh, even though it's a funny place, not really the place of it. It's really after. Kisisa is really before, according to Rashi, before Truma Tetzaveh. Right, Truma Tetzaveh, the Mishkan, is a response to the eagle. So Parsha Kisisa is really before. The entire Parsha is before Truma Tetzaveh. So the same thing, V'yesh Parsha Shekein Nichtav will say, then sometimes Parshas are written in order. K'mokein gam b'inyan Avodas Hashem. This is how it works in Avodas Hashem. So Yesh Parshas b'chai Adam. There's some Parshas in the Avoda of a person. Shatzarech l'lechas l'fi ha-seder. We have to go according to the Seder. K'mom b'min mitzvah smaisis. In certain mitzvahs, you have to go according to Seder. Sheish, Seder, Hatfila. That's Mani Kriyashma Hatfila. You have a sitter. You have to go in the order. You can't just pick any order of Hodus. You can't switch Brachas and Shemoneh Esrei. You have to go according to the Seder. V'chadon v'har b'minyanam. Many, many mitzvahs that we have, you have to go in the proper straight order. Ach, b'nani chavos l'vavos, when it comes to inner workings of Midos, and Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Degas B'Hashem, Kedusha, these sugyas that are on the inside, Im ki yesh b'am seder, lo tamid tzarech, v'ef shos nag al pi haseder. There sometimes is a seder, but sometimes you don't have to go with the seder. Certain things you want to work on first, like amuna, but even then, so you spend 10 years on amuna before you move on? There's really no seder. You have to just continually, your whole life, working on just moving from one to the next, to the next, to the next. Well, upam al hadam, I mean, the Sefer Chovos Levavos is written in a certain order. He specifically wrote it in an order. He says at the Hagdam of each Shar, this is why I start with this, because we just finished with this. But at the end of the day, you still can mix things around. Sometimes you can't go al Seder. Just going higher and higher. You're skipping. You go from one avod, you work on Amunah for 2 months, then you skip to Bitachon, then you skip to Kedusha, then you go back to Amunah, then you go to Tefillah, then you go to Yira, then you go to... You just keep going, and each because each piece helps another piece, and you just keep going higher and higher. Generally, you have to go in the Seder. Generally, it's Sur Meirav Astav. You got to work on all the bad stuff first. Rid all that, and then do the Asay Tov. But the neshama of a person knows, teaches us. Sometimes you have to precede that which is really afterwards. Sometimes we have to work on good stuff. A person just stays in the bad. He can stay depressed. Oh my gosh, I'm such a loser. No, go. Just stop with the bad right now. Just work on the good. Work on the positive. Be proactive. When we say Yovel Lasak and Sarah Shabakirban, sometimes that can help a person remove the bad. Sometimes he can't even see the bad, right? He's scared of the bad because he has such a low self-confidence, let's just say. He doesn't even see the ra. And when he does the ra, he doesn't even want to work on the Asay Tov. Everything's for falling. But if he has himself in the Asay Tov, and he works on his Kedushin in a proactive way, we're not giving details now, that can make him feel good inside, and then he has the wherewithal to fight against the ra that he has. Okay, this is Yisroel Mladargi Yoser Gavola. Because once he raises himself to a higher Madrega, Dasai Tov, even though he does have these shackles of ra on him, that can help him Yimas Etzel Hara. He might become disgusted by the ra. What before wasn't disgusting, was hard for him to work on, but once he raised himself up with certain acts of Asay Tov, he's a higher person. It's like, I'm still shackled down to that thing. When I'm a guy who's learning every single day, I'm learning davening every single day, I've been working on these inyanim, and I'm still getting caught by a meat board. Come on, a person could tell himself, "Who am I? That's who I am. I'm so much better than that." And that itself could be the koach to take him out of the type that he couldn't get it before. The Yiras Harab Baal Kiyuro, and he sees the ra and all of its disgustingness. We see Surmir Asay Tov come on from. There's many ways to learn that pasuk. David Mel says Surmir Asay Tov. remove yourself, turn from bad, and do good. You have to work on this inyan in life in Surmira and then Asay Tov, or this Prat. Sometimes you have to work on the Asiyas Atov, and that itself will remove the Ra from your eyes. Not to muzzle yourself from the Derech Aliyah. The Derech Aliyah, who knows which way it's going to go? You have to just keep going, just keep walking. It's not a stira. Each person has to know which is the best way for him. And it could change day by day, it could change month by month. Sometimes you're working on Seder, sometimes it's Surmira, and you just keep working. You don't stop. Sometimes it's the Seder of Surmira before Asetov. Sometimes you have Tahara before Kedusha, and sometimes you have Kedusha before Tahara. Tahara is generally the Surmira, Kedusha is generally the Asay Tov. Sometimes a person has to just fire up his Shabbos, and that'll help him remove himself from the Indian that's pulling him back. Again, there's no rules here. But the Iker is to be cognizant of the novel Bishus Torah that might be around, and with that, a person can grow. That's a shame. Yeah.